Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, here's the plan on Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan. Let's blow through this blitz as fast as we can. Let's get people up to date on the Nats, on the Wiz, on the Washington football team. And that way we're going to find out once and for all in a few minutes if you're the hot dad or not. We'll have some time to get back to the calls as well. People want to talk about Chase Young, still sackless through four games in this defensive line. Are they the issue or are they just not getting enough help? We can get into that. But right now, we begin our Beltway Blitz, talk a little baseball. Our buddy, the Heist Star, he's just 20 feet away from us right now in the update studio. Craig Heist. Heisty, Alcides Escobar's coming back to Washington, a one-year deal. What do you make of that?
I like it. No question about it. He helped this team, and I think he certainly, Mike Rizzo knew all about him coming over here, and he hit well. He played great defense. I thought that he was a big improvement when you stop to consider the fact that, some of the guys that they lost in trades, and mainly their shortstop. So I think this is a good thing.
Yeah, he helped him for sure. I got no problem with him being back on a one-year, but what does it mean for Luis Garcia?
Well, I think Luis Garcia is a guy who's 21, and they're going to give him every opportunity to win that second base job. And again,
shortstop, I see. That's kind of what I'm getting at there.
Yeah, I know, not shortstop, but I think that, with the way he played at second base, I have no trouble with him being that combo with Alcides up the middle, if that's the way they want to do it right now. I think defensively they did a pretty good job. Now, some of the mental lapses I think you get with him, though, is because he's 21 years old. But I thought he showed a pretty good bat and, for the most part, played pretty good defense.
Completely agree with you there. I'm excited that he's back. I just want him to be a utility guy. I'm going to be a lot less excited if he's the shortstop. I'll be annoyed by that. They got a whole offseason to try to find a guy that's better than him to play that important position. Ryan Zimmerman, a lot of tears, very emotional, incredible send-off. Kudos to the Nats fans who gave him all the ovations that they did on Sunday at Nats Park. He told the junkies today, though, he hadn't really made up his mind. He's not really sure if he's retiring or not. Sure looked like it. What do you make of this?
Well, if you read between the lines and what you saw Sunday, you would have to point to the fact that we probably saw him for the last time. That said, I know he felt like he did a decent job this year in the role that he was given. I talked to Mike Rizzo in the dugout before the final game, and he reiterated what he said a couple of days earlier, that as long as he's the GM, Ryan has a spot on this 40-man or on this 25-man roster, 26-man roster, pardon me, that if he wants to play, he can come back and play.
What about Josh Rogers? Legit shot to be in the rotation next year?
I think he has every shot to be in the rotation. Depends on what they do, obviously, free agent-wise. Mm-hmm. You're certainly counting on Stras to come back and be healthy. We don't know whether that's going to happen, but that's the hope for the team. You hope that Corbin returns to form. You hope that in some ways, they find something, maybe not a long-term deal that's expensive in free agency, but certainly, a guy who's reliable, and then try to piece it together. But he has shown everybody, and this is crazy, guys. I mean, think about it. Two Tommy John surgeries, released by the Orioles, getting a chance with the Nationals. And what did he do? I mean, he was fabulous the last month and a half of the season.
Star Yankees-Red Sox kick off the playoffs with a wild card play-in game tonight. First pitch a little after 8:05 in D.C.
Yep.
Set the table for us.
All right, Garrett Cole, he was 2-2 against the Red Sox this year, but his ERA was 4.91. Having said that, Eovaldi was also 2-2 against the Yankees. His ERA, a little more than a run better, 3.71. The Yankees won 9 of the last 12 against the Red Sox this year after the Red Sox started the season 7-0 against the Yankees. The Red Sox are at home. I think having J.D. Martinez not part of this roster tonight is going to hurt the Red Sox. So as much as I hate to say it, I'll take the Yankees tonight in a one-game playoff.
Ice-T, thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you about like 10 minutes or so right
all
outside
right.
in the hallway.
I'll talk to you,
buddy. See you, pal. WFT, please, Darius. ABC 7 News, Scott Abraham joins us to talk about that Washington football team. Scott, they won, right? That's good. But Atlanta's not great. Defense still struggling. Just kind of give me your general feeling. State of the union here.
Oh, guys, a win's a win. Sometimes winning ugly is beautiful, but there's a lot of flaws with this team, especially on defense. I feel like this is another must-have game against the Saints because, as we know, gentlemen, the schedule after the Saints game, very difficult. So I feel like this is a game they have to get again against the Saints on Sunday.
How much blame should the defensive line be getting for their defensive woes when the linebackers in the secondary aren't doing a good job in coverage behind them?
Grant, I'm completely with you. I think the secondary has been a very big disappointment this season because you got some big names back there, Cam Curl, Landon Collins, Kendall Fuller. Very disappointed so far with the secondary. The linebackers, other than maybe a Cole Holcomb, haven't been great. And, of course, the defensive line, they got all those first-round picks on that defensive line, not getting as much pressure and rushes on the quarterbacks. So I know it's almost like a machine. Everybody has their own little part. But, again, there are certainly disappointments in all three phases of D-line, linebackers, and also secondary.
Positive side, Curtis Samuel, I mean, he had 4 catches for 19 yards. So that doesn't, you know, send you into hysterics. But he had 3 first downs. And you could see he's going to be a factor as they kind of built him up going forward. I pretty much had written him off for this year. Given the fact, Scott, that he practiced one time, basically, in the calendar year 2021, but he looked to get himself kind of into it, get his sea legs underneath him, he's going to have a nice role going forward.
Yeah, cautiously optimistic here, and I really think Scott Turner did a great job calling that game against Atlanta and implementing slowly Curtis Samuel into the offense. It was a glimpse of why Washington went after him in free agency, what he can do, move those chains, you can move them all over the field. I think Curtis Samuel is going to open up the offense and make Terry McLaurin much more valuable and more open because defenses have to key on a Curtis Samuel or maybe an Adam Humphries, those type guys that can move the chains. So I think it's going to benefit the entire offense having a Curtis Samuel all over the field.
Tons of roster moves today, some injuries where Bostic's now out. We'll see more Jamin Davis. Corner position turned on its head. They have brought Danny Johnson up from the P squad. They also have a linebacker they've elevated. I mean, anything stand out to you about all the moving and shaking here on the roster?
I mean, you know, next man up mentality, they had to do this because of the kind of the injury bug going on right now. And I'm not too surprised in terms of they signed a kicker to the practice squad. So that's something to monitor with, you know, the Dustin Hopkins fiasco and of him missing the extra points. You know, Ron Rivera saying he's our kicker for now. But obviously bringing in some competition on the practice squad, a local guy blew it out of West Potomac High School. So not the best name to have for a kicker, but some competition for Dustin Hopkins potentially with him on the practice squad.
Yeah, I love that for now there, Scott. My wife introduced me to someone as her current husband, so I understand that feeling very well. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you joining us as always.
See you, fellas.
See you, man.
Thank you, Scott. That's a bit, right? I mean, you just did a zing.
No, she actually did that and realized it was really bad and then kind of was like, no, it's my husband. I don't know why I said that. But like, she actually did say, it's my current husband. And everyone was like, excuse me? And it was kind of funny and it was a nice, like, oh, whoops
what?
Moment. Yeah.
My current husband my is current a husband. Hilarious line. All right. Speaking of Danny the husband.
Here we go.
Once and for all, I need restitution, as our guy Shannon Sharp once said. But I need a resolution is actually what I need.
Is what you need.
So I'm going to give a drum roll.
Right. I got to catch people
first
up.
First of all, yeah, let's do a previously on Grant and Danny.
So, Darius hadn't heard this, by the way. So, imagine Darius' surprise when I referenced the hot dad yesterday, and he was just bewildered. So, if you didn't hear it, the long and short is this. I have a spy, a good friend of mine. She's married to a buddy of mine that I've known since I was 9 years old. I've known her for almost as long. And there is a text chain of all the, of a bunch of moms at my kid's preschool. And she's on this chain, and there's 50, 60 messages a day, and they're fast and furious, like the movies that Grant likes about Cars That Race. And there's all sorts of stuff like, hey, can you pick up little Keegan after school? Or can you bring some paper mache for their art project tomorrow? Whatever. They're handling business. There's a reference throughout these text chains to HD. And after a while...
Not high definition.
No, no, no. After context clues emerge after a little bit, so finally in person, my pal, again, my spy here, they don't know that I have a spy, asks, what does HD stand for? Oh, we have this joke, this inside joke about the hot dad that drops off his son every day. And so we're chuckling about this as she and I are catching up over coffee. And a couple details emerge here. And she starts going back through the text chain. We're looking at some cues. We look at a few bits of information. There are a couple things that coincide. And we realize there's a chance that old Danny Ruye, old Pudgy Sides, is the hot dad. It's down to basically, via context clues, me and this other guy in our minds.
Who I asked a lot of questions about, and we found out through Danny, isn't a particularly great-looking guy. He's fine. He's a complete jag.
Yep.
There's 14 or 15 other guys in the league that would complete the same passes for the same number of yards. So Danny said, while this guy's not a nubber,
right, he's not nubs.
Basically, you and him are comparable.
Yeah, I would argue me 51-49, but it's not unreasonable that someone would prefer him. Again, you could go to an art museum, see two nice paintings, and pick one over the other. It's not unreasonable.
Are you calling yourself a nice painting?
I'm a painting. So.
So but what I wanted.
Yes, I understand.
Okay, what I wanted was immediately to get resolution on this. So Danny's like, I might be the guy. And I'm like, here's ways we can figure this out. Ask your friend to text these people on this chain and say, what kind of car does Hot Dad drive? Hey, she doesn't have to say, I'm trying to figure out this case. She just has to say, hey, I want to see this guy. What does he drive? Or what's his, you know, who's his, which kid is his? Or there's a million questions she could ask to figure it out.
And so,
Danny's like, I don't want to know, and I'm not going to pressure her. So how did we get from there to you finding out whether or not you were the hot dad?
So she was nervous about like overdoing it, right? She just wants to play along and is part of the group and whatever they're having their things. So hot dad arrives at school yesterday morning.
HD. On the text chain.
There's a flurry of text activity about hot dad, okay? There are only a couple dads at drop-off. My friend is on the other side of the building. They separate all the kids into the different classes and pods,
right?
Just to you know, for all the COVID rules and everything else. And there's nobody really around where I am, or at least I don't see anybody seeing me. Okay,
so you were there.
I'm going through my business, dropping off my kid, getting in the car, and leaving.
You know, could have been a tip. This could have been a tell that he's hot dad.
Yeah, and I'm not
let it slip there.
And I'm not, you know, I'm not looking around for attention. I'm not going, is anyone gazing at me? Is anyone gawking at me? I don't really it's not really happening. I'm just living my life.
But do you know in real time that on the text?
I don't know. No, okay. I don't know in real time. Okay, so I'm thinking about what I did that morning. I didn't see any clamoring. I'm thinking back in retrospect.
Yeah.
So I got a screenshot, and I got a message from the hot dad exchange of the morning.
Okay.
These ladies were swooning. These ladies were having a conniption. They were having a Blanche DuBois type moment from your Golden Girls, if you know your Golden Girls,
about
Ryan Clare.
What?
About the hot dad and what he was doing this morning.
No offense, because let me just say first.
Okay.
You look good. I think you look better today than you've looked probably since you were in college. You've worked hard. I've gotten pretty fat. You've gotten a lot less fat. I'm happy for you in that regard. You're in decent shape. You bike. You play tennis. You do a lot of like super white guy activities.
Very white.
And good luck for you on all of that.
I'm just a white.
But you're working at it.
Yeah.
So that's great. For them to be swooning and stuff is absurd if it's you.
It is absurd.
So if it's you, they need to get out more. No disrespect to you.
But some disrespect, but you'll notice I'm not disagreeing.
But I want it to be you. From the bottom of my heart, I want it to be you. So let's do a quick drum roll.
I went through the weekend believing and knowing that there was a chance that it was me.
50-50. And I said, find out for sure, because it's better, like, the confidence that you can walk around with when you know for sure it's you. So let's drum roll.
We're going Maury Povich style here. When it comes to the case of 40-something hot dad at drop-off, Danny Ruye You are not the hot dad.
No!
You are not the hot dad. But it's okay. It's okay.
No, why?
It's okay.
How do you know?
No, you guys, it's okay.
Damn it!
I got to live for a little while thinking it may be possible that I was the hot dad.
Why not?
Because I saw who the hot dad is. Oh, my God.
Oh, he's hot?
Oh, my God.
He's silly?
Oh, my God.
Like, leaves you in his wake.
Like, there was never a chance it was me.
So, is it embarrassing that you thought it was you?
Yes, and it wasn't the nubber either. It wasn't the other guy that me and this other dude, just regular guys feeding out of the trough. They think we're nice because, you know, we're good with the kids and yay, we got a funny, nice greeting in the morning.
So who's the hot dad?
Oh, this dude. I'm telling you. Drives a black Porsche SUV. Has just this ease about his movements. Like hair. You know, like this great hair. It's long, but it's not like the kind of long where you would cut him if you played for your team. It's got length, but it doesn't, like, it's not sloppy.
Yeah.
It's just a nice haircut. He's always wearing, like, it's not quite a suit, but it's business. You know what I mean? Like, he's got these, like, the really, I mean, just in great shape. Always handsome. I mean, beautiful in the face, this man. And the idea that I could have been that is laughable. It was never me. And it was never the other guy either. So, context clues, we were wrong. We didn't have all the options. We didn't know. I saw him this morning. Don't be. I'm okay.
You were so close
to being
the hot dad.
I wasn't. The reason we thought it was me, honestly.
So, hold
like,
on.
Behind the scenes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How can you confirm that you weren't? You said you were there when they started doing all the texting.
So
it can't just be because you've seen another dad who's hot.
Monday, when all the activity happens, all right, we're pretty sure now that she's like now seen him and it's now pretty clear that's who they're clamoring about. The ladies on the other side of the building.
It would be a bit much if they're all going nuts because you showed up. No disrespect.
But again, you're not wrong. No one should be going nuts. The most it should be is that the guy from? That's as good as it should get for me
when I come
into a room.
I thought you were hot dad, in fairness.
Did he do a Charles Barkley
thing? I think you're a good-looking 40-year-old.
No.
Or whatever you are.
Whatever it is. It's fine. She spots the guy and goes, I'm probably going to leave. Like, the chatter is basically, be right back. I'm leaving my husband for this guy. Be right back. Hot dad's here. I have to go put on makeup.
All these women are making these jokes?
Yes. This is what the ladies are joking about.
What a weird, like, path into a text chain from women.
Yeah.
I guess.
This is what they're doing.
That shocks me.
Shouldn't. This is what they're doing. What they show us is just a fraction of what's out there. I've learned that oftentimes women are attracted to attractive men. I think that's a thing.
No, I'm aware of that. But a bunch of dudes texting that about a hot girl who's dropping off her kids are creeps.
Yeah.
Them doing that, I don't think they are.
They're not creeps.
Allowed to be creeps.
They are. They're jokingly in jest. It's become kind of a caricature. They're quote unquote lusting after this incredibly attractive man who was just dynamite, by the way.
But imagine if you were on a chain doing the same thing.
Yeah, we wouldn't. We wouldn't do that. But it wouldn't be, like, we wouldn't joke around about that. We don't have time. We're doing fantasy stuff. We're doing, like, DFS. We're doing show prep
shit. I am heartbroken you're not the hot dad.
Listen, it's better to have lived and lost, or loved and lost, and been the hot dad, at least maybe, than never to have been or something.
I have a couple of questions about this to finish this off next, because we still don't actually have a confirmation that it's not him. Unless you have hard and fast evidence, which you haven't presented yet, we don't know for sure that you're not the hot dad.
Yeah, I do. I do. It's that guy. I saw him this morning.
Okay, but that just you seeing an attractive man is not good enough. It could still be you.
It's not me. It's that guy.
But you don't have confirmation of that. You just saw a guy that you think is attractive. Those moms could be repulsed by that guy and think maybe your body type is their thing.
No. There's no way. There's no way to choose this over that. I'm telling you that nobody was looking at me during the time these text messages are going on Monday. We have timestamps. We figured it out. So at 9:05, when I'm dropping off the little dude, nobody sees me. No one's looking at me. At 9:05, when the flurries start going on the other side of the building, that's when the dude rolls in. He's got to pass through this gauntlet of women that's just lingering around for no reason, just to catch a glimpse of maybe the shirt catch in a certain way. You could see some of the abs, and there's plenty of them.
His abs?
Yes.
What color is his hair?
It's this jet black.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
What that normally my thing. Eyes? He's like a Henry Cavill?
Blue.
So he's like a Henry Cavill.
Crystal blue. You can see him from a while. I mean, this is a little bit arrogant for a second. I think I've got some nice blue eyes. They're very pleasant with my dark hair. He's striking. Striking. Piercing blue eyes. He's got a lot of Henry Cavill to him. Not as yoked, but just in great shape. Probably works out on a row machine.
I'm not giving up hope yet. I think there's a chance you're still the HD.
You got to give it up. It's over, John.
If you guys want to react to finding out that Danny's not the hot dad, you could do that next. Plus, three things we think will make our observations from the NFL in week 4. You're listening to Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Great tweet here from Sam B. You can hit us up at Grant H. Paulson and at Funny Danny HD. Stands for Funny Danny Hot Dad. Sam says, great bit. I'm laughing out loud. Really wanted you to be the hot dad. We all did.
We all did, man.
But I like this one better from Natty. He said, I'm so upset Danny isn't the hot dad. As a confidence boost for all of us regular looking dudes, it would have been nice. That sums it up pretty well.
It's all we ever want to do as regular folk is live like the famous people, or live like the rich people, or live like the stars, even for a little bit. We just want to taste it.
A couple of people are telling me they need 100% confirmation.
It's confirmed, you guys.
In order to be able to sleep tight. Now, you told me during the break, I don't know if I'm not supposed to say this, you said that the question was actually asked from your source.
Yeah.
To the other women.
Like, wait, that's him, right?
And is that him?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, that's
him. Yeah, it's pretty obviously him. You'll see by your phone buzzing in your pocket. Like it's a metal detector.
So that's the confirmation that we all didn't want. I want to say first and foremost, thank you for giving us hope for a few days, number one. Number two, I want to say you're still the hot dad in my book.
That's nice. Yeah, you don't have to do that, though.
And number three, I want you to know someone out there is going to find you as the hot dad. One day someone's going to find you to be the hot dad. Maybe it'll be your wife. We don't know. But it could be anyone.
That's not likely, but I see what you're doing. Listen, I'm not as beat up as I thought I'd be.
Oh, I'm crestfallen.
I know.
I'm broken.
It is.
You're gonna have to pick up the pieces and nurse me back to health.
It's one of those things where it was just nice for a little bit.
Was sure you were the hot dad.
I'm gonna be honest with you. There was a time where I talked myself into it.
Yeah.
Where I was like, this is real. And I'm looking at myself in the mirror and I was like, well, from this angle. This is how they kind of see me at drop-off. Maybe there's something to it. There's not.
I want to take a few calls from people on this.
Uh-huh.
But I'm also going to put this out there. I don't expect to have anyone take us up on it. But I'd be curious to hear from one of our female callers about this whole... Is this a thing? Like a text chain with other women where you comment like, that dad is hot or that dad isn't? You know, well, you probably wouldn't say that dad isn't. But
like that, look at that nubs dad dropping his kid off.
I don't think they do that. But I want to know if this is like 800-636-1067. Are you out? Is there like a hot dad on your text?
Well, I want to make sure I'm not doing these women dirty here. That's not the focus of the text chain. They're like doing regular stuff. And it's like a funny bit
that
they're doing.
Nobody's saying they're just grading you all 1 to 10 a meat market.
Yeah, they're not just holding up paper plates with numbers on them.
No, they're a text occasionally, and this hundreds of texts is about a dad who's hot. I understand what we're talking about. I'm just more curious if this is a thing out there. Do I have to, like, dress better when I go pick up my kid? Do I have to really get in the gym? I say no one's judging me. What does it matter now?
I think someone might be a little bit, yeah.
Do I have to actually start working out a little bit? Because maybe someone's like, the fat dad's here for pickup, and I want to be the hot dad one day.
Here.
I have 9 years to get where you are right now, to be the hot dad of 40 years old picking up my, you know, 6-year-old or whatever it is from soccer practice. Let's go to Chris in Hyattsville. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Grant, you stole my word. I am crestfallen and despondent that Danny isn't HD.
We almost had it, man.
And he's merely an SD. So as high definition is the hot dad, standard definition is two standard dad.
Regular old dad. just a standard dad.
Standard dad is funny.
Standard definition.
But listen, I have one question and then one comment.
Uh-huh.
When you did think that there was a chance that you were the HD and you still had to go pick up your or drop off your daughter at school.
Oh yeah.
Did you do any peacocking? Did you up your wardrobe in any way? Did you wear the bike shorts?
No, I didn't bike shorts or the mammal jersey you got me, because that would have knocked me right off the pedestal. But I did. I was like, what brought me here? In my mind, when I was the hot dad, I go, what got you to this point? It wasn't wearing a suit. It wasn't on the way to the meeting. It wasn't wearing your Nantucket Reds and a blazer. It wasn't dressing fancy. It was doing your normal thing.
You handed the ball off 9 times to get down to the goal line. You can't throw it from the one.
Right. I wasn't going to take Walter Payton out of the game and give it to the fridge.
Give it to the horse that got you there.
That's
so you showed up in your Under Armour kind of loose-fitting, dry-fit shirt that you wore to play tennis against the guy.
Right. So if I was doing a workout bit afterwards, I would do the workout bit. And if I was doing like this normal thing, like my khaki shorts, Under Armour top,
but
just normal.
Your non-work, it sounds like I'm joning, I'm not. But like your non-workout outfit is what most people wear to work out. Like this is your workout fit. It's an Under Armour dry fit shirt and gym shorts.
I got khaki shorts on. But like,
okay.
but yeah, but that's seriously, it's a huge step up. But like, if
you haven't worn khaki shorts to work in 9 weeks, probably.
That's not entirely true. It's like once a week when I'm not working out. But like, I do the bit. So I was like, I thought about dressing nice. But I was like, I'm going to make sure that I run my fingers through my hair. Normally, I come in here and it's whatever it is.
So you did a little something.
Of course I did. But I was like, you can't get away from what got you this status. Now, granted, I didn't have the status.
No, but if you up your game, then the hot dad, that's like the super hot dad.
Yeah.
Let's go to Steve in Warrington. Hey, Steve.
Hey, just kudos for Danny for getting all the run that he could out of it. Keeping that dream alive. Can't say nothing else about it.
Appreciate you. I thought you got some run. It should have been more because you should be the hot dad, and we should have this for the rest of time. Charles is in Greenbelt. Hello, Charles.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, man.
If Danny would have got if used the jail pad for his bike, he would have been the hot dad.
That was the issue, you think?
I got the jail pad on there.
No. You said you went to the biker show.
So I got both. I'm telling you, because on the long rides, as a lifelong bike guy, as you know, it hurts your tuchus, man. I need all the padding I can get back there. That thing gives you the business. If you go past 3, 4, 5 miles, I mean, there's a lot of bumping. There's a lot of friction. It's basically like getting punched back there in the biscuits. So I had to double up on my protection. Yeah.
You need Nike shorts and just the jail pad, and it would have done it.
Thank you, Charles. Appreciate you, buddy. Poor Ryan's nervous now, by the way. He came in here all worried during the break.
I feel bad.
Now Ryan's always going to be looking over his shoulder.
The poor kid.
I will never trust my wife.
Oh,
even
man.
If I get
your hypothetical
wife,
by the way.
Right. It's important to note that he's not married.
Exactly. And this just
you're
solidifies
single
it.
As of right now.
Exactly. I'm single as a Pringle. And it's just now I'm going to have trust issues because I'm going to be worried about the hot dad. And then they're going to be like, oh, here's the fat dad coming
Listen,
through.
Hold on. Here's what's going to happen. She'll grow out of her phase the same way you'll grow out of your lying phase, where you lie to your parents every
you
day.
Think you'll lie
about
to your
meals.
Wife every night?
Yeah,
or
so
just
like,
your mom?
You won't do that.
Yes.
Normally, the way you treat your mom is how you end up treating your wife. So it means you're going to lie to her constantly. That will make her want to maybe look at the hot dad a little bit more.
Exactly, but maybe she's looking at the hot dad before I'm lying to her. And so that's the issue. That's the issue. I will not trust my wife.
You're concerned about your future hypothetical wife's wandering eye.
Yes, because you can't fix ugly.
I love that.
You cannot fix ugly, and that's what I am.
My favorite thing, by the way, is that he's going to lose sleep tonight over the possibility that his wife, several years down the road, might like, and not actually approach or do anything nefarious, but just think that there's a hot dad at drop-off, and he's worrying about this today.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely single.
So single.
Like, 1 to 10 scale, 10 being the most single you can be, where are you?
Negative zero. Negative zero single.
I think he missed the scale.
Yeah, it was the opposite
10
way.
10 is the most single you can be. Yeah. So you're not that single. You'd be married.
Oh, wait, okay, no, then I'm positive 100.
Okay. I like it. He's recalibrating.
Yeah, yeah, just changed.
Last date we went on. Just a date. You took a girl out for dinner. You paid the bill. You dressed up a little bit. She wore something cute.
Man, I'd be like 19. Like, it's been almost 2 years.
You'd be 19? So how old are you now?
21.
We should go on a date.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I would love a date. First off, you have to get a date first to go on a date.
But, and yet you're worried about your future wife looking at a dude at pickup. Now, keep in mind, you guys have kids together in this hypothetical scenario.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Yeah. That's why it's making me nervous. It's
but
like,
dates are so harmless. I mean, just go on
exactly.
a date.
Grant, I would love to go out on a date. But like I said, you have to get a date first to go on a date.
Okay, but you're a good-looking guy. You're a nice man. You're a hard worker.
Very nice.
I think you're totally respectable, 21-year-old mature guy. I think you could do this. Are you on any websites or apps that would allow you to find a date?
Yes. And I've struck out. Like,
there's no chance.
Yes,
you're actively working on this.
Okay, not actively right as this second.
When is the last time you talked to a girl on an app? Like in a direct message setting?
Over vacation.
Which was when?
First week of September. So, I mean, it that's how long it's been. Which is not long, but that wasn't for dating purposes. That was for...
Special touchdown.
Special, yeah. That was for me throwing the Hail Mary.
Did it get caught?
No.
Bat it down! Bat it down!
Well, your first thing, if you want to go on a date, you shouldn't be trying to throw a Hail Mary. I just want to check down to a running back. I want you to take your girl to Glory Days for Buffalo Wings.
I would love that.
7 yards to J.D. McKissick. Let's stop worrying about the end zone right now. I just want you to hand the ball off. I want to get
just establish the run.
Every year in the preseason, okay, I say to Danny on the first day of the preseason, what do you want to see tonight? And he goes, I want to get in and out of the huddle clean. I don't want any penalty flags. I just want you to get out of the huddle, line up. I want you to tell a receiver, come toward me and set him up, and then get the snap off. That's all we're looking for.
I know. It seems simple, doesn't it? But I don't know. I find a way to screw it up. That's what it is.
I just want to come back to the idea that my story hasn't been a tailspin.
Right.
No girlfriend, no prospect. I'm not trying to joke. But like, there's no right now, there's no girl in his life, and he's worried about this future woman that has made a vow to him, that's committed to him, that's born his children. He's worried that she might find another man attractive at some point.
I hesitate to suggest this because I don't want to do the radio host with the guy who's working hard on the show and we'll get you a date. But if you want a date, we could pretty easily get you a date, I think.
Yeah. You know what? I think I'm going to have to take up on that opportunity. If you guys can get me a date, I'm going on the date.
Darius, it shouldn't be that hard. Look at this guy. We can get him a date.
Yeah, I you said it all. Ryan's a pretty... good-looking guy, like you said, good kid. I mean, wow. Obviously he's got clout from being on the radio. Like, come on now, who wouldn't want this guy?
There's no 21-year-old girl who cares at all that he's on the radio.
Which is a great, Grant and Danny.
21-year-old, I can tell you that.
There's somebody out there.
I was majoring in all sorts of different topics, but he's on a sports radio show.
Right. He gives his confidence points picks every Thursday.
How'd he do last week? That's amazing.
He jumped through a table.
You did.
What happened to my underpants? Where's Ryan?
Grant and Danny on the Fan. 18 minutes from the 5 at 5 at 5:25 today. Is Washington's offense a top 10 unit right now? Sustainably this good? Or are they on a heater? We'll get into that. But also reports on other teams. Kind of a weird role at this point. But he's tweeting about Urban Meyer And the situation in Jacksonville, he says, which has reached a crisis point, says players in the locker room say he has no credibility. The latest hit that he's taken, so he didn't get on the team plane with his team to leave the game to fly back to Jacksonville, Thursday night football against Cincinnati. I'm not sure that I can remember a time or hearing anything like that where someone would have stayed behind as a head coach and not flown back with the team to the facility. I guess it's possible maybe if a bye week is coming up or giving him the benefit of the doubt, it's a Thursday game. So if you say, hey, you guys are off until Saturday or something, but it still just seems really weird.
Like, the only way that I could see that, and I don't mean to be flippant about it, is if, like, hey, my immediate family member here in this city is about to pass away.
Right.
Like, I normally I would, but this is an emergency. This is like a life or death kind of situation.
And if you want the players on the plane, and they all have to be, you got to follow those rules or else there is a lack of consistency, and you're going to be unpopular with your players if you're not following the same rules you're giving them. But he stayed back in Ohio, and he ends up going out to dinner, apparently, as he put it, with his kids. And then at a bar across the parking lot or across the street, there was some gathering where he's like a legend in Ohio from his days in Columbus at Ohio State. They wanted him to come over, take pictures, whatever. So he goes over there. He ends up drinking, hanging out all night. And there's a video that goes viral that everybody's seen where he's sitting on a bar stool, and there is a pretty young-looking, attractive female who is backing it up on him on the bar stool and grinding all over him. And this married man who once left a college program to, you know, to spend time with his family is in this video, and it's ultra embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
But he came out and he had this big apology. My initial thought was the only person you should be apologizing to is your wife, privately. Like, a video of you being in a restaurant, being grinded on by someone, why are you apologizing to your cornerback and your quarterback? He is a distraction, so maybe that's why, I guess.
Mm.
But the whole he didn't get on the plane is the issue.
Like, it is to me, yeah.
If a player didn't get on the plane and there's a video like that that comes out, they get eviscerated and pummeled. So the same should happen to the coach. I guess if he had flown back and he was in Jacksonville and that video was like from Jacksonville that night, I wouldn't have an issue other than that's kind of awkward and I hope your wife isn't furious. I don't know what your situation is with her.
I guess the way I'd phrase it is this. That's why you didn't get on the team plane to fly back with your team? The group you're supposed to be leading? You're the forward frontal face, the most important person in that organization right now. You and Trevor Lawrence, basically, are supposed to be the future. You didn't get back on the team plane so that you could go to a Bennigan's and get grinded on at some college bar? Like, what do you do? What?
Yeah,
what is the matter with you? So you're 100% right about the priority of apologizing, but to me, it's just embarrassing. And that's kind of why I would say, let's make an apology.
What I don't understand, though, so again, he should be crushed for this because he didn't fly back. But the coverage of him prior to this video, and he's now brought this on himself, and this is his own mistake, and he's got to wear it, and it's going to be open season. But I have not really understood why the coverage of him and Jacksonville has been so negative and angry since the moment he showed up. Every move he makes, everything he does is chastised and everyone's kind of reveling in his failure. I think it's because he's been ultra successful in college and people don't like the guy very much. And if you look into his past, like shady things where they'll cover up something that goes on with the staff, or, you know, he'll hire some trainer who has issues. And I'm not saying he is some class act. I'm not saying he's a great human being, but I just feel like the coverage of the Jags, they're a terrible team. They've been terrible for a long time. They're not supposed to be good. They're hopefully going to go like 4-13. By the way, the last 2 weeks they've played the Cardinals pretty tough and they almost beat the Bengals, but people are just killing this guy at every turn and they're analyzing his body language and how unhappy he is. And when USC job came open, everyone immediately started saying he's going to quit and do that. It just seems like everyone doesn't like him, and they're covering him from that lens. Rather than just actually, you know, being a journalist and just not coming into this with your mind made up, It seems like it's just a pile on Urban Meyer session all season. Now, since the video came out, I'm not defending what he did. Like, everyone gets to say whatever they want and crush him. That's his own prerogative. And problem that he created. He brought that on himself. Now you have free reign to make fun of this guy. But before that, I just didn't really understand what was happening. But people clearly can't stand him. I don't know why, but people hate his guts.
Well, he's been a bully at every stop when it comes to the media and coverage. And there are a number of anecdotes that have kind of emerged, but that doesn't amount to this. I guess I'm with you in the sense that it hasn't necessarily been fair. I was among the camp that said, my hand goes up immediately. This will not work. This is a bad idea. This is a dude that has better dealed and quit and done that thing where he puts his hands on his knees and bows his head and constantly is going through it and gets exhausted and leaves for health reasons and then emerges with an even more stressful job, 6 months later. I've never understood
but
him.
I think that's part of it. Like a lot of people gig. Say this won't yeah. work. And so they're just confirming priors with every opportunity,
sure.
which is the media now. It's the media in politics. It's the media in news. And it's working its way into sports. Where, like, no matter what happens, everything he does, he ran on first down. He's a big moron who will never win. Like, he brings in Tim Tebow for 1/90th of the roster spots in training camp. I'm sure he's the first coach who's ever given a guy a job that played for him before that wasn't going to make the team. Ron Rivera did that with 36 guys here. And everyone in the building on the coaching staff. You know, like, that yeah. happens everywhere. With him, it was like the biggest deal in the world. I don't know. I think people don't like him. And so they're loving the opportunity to just bury him with each loss and with every show picture on the sideline of, you know, him looking unhappy. And maybe he deserves it. I don't know what I don't know. You know, there's a long history of reporting on cover-up of abuse at Ohio State and different things he was involved in. I'm not sitting here telling you this is a good dude. I just, from the outside looking in, I see a lot of people that are getting their jollies
having a good time
on his failure, and it's just yeah. weird to me.
I fully understand that. I'm not tap dancing. I'm not doing a celebration dance. I don't take any joy out of it specifically. I thought it was a mistake hiring the guy, and I think it's going to end in crash yeah. and burn type style.
Do you agree that as a media covering sports right now more than ever, we try to see everything with what our original prediction is?
Oh, 100%.
Like,
I'm more guilty of that than anybody in the world.
So, like, who cares what you thought originally?
Totally.
They hired him 8 months ago. Mm-hmm. What do you think now? Well, you think the same thing, I bet.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. That just frustrates me when I see
sure.
that everywhere.
Well, I mean, think about the introductory press conference, right? People have written off Dan Campbell. Maybe good, maybe not. I don't know, but he's eating kneecaps. I mean, people in Detroit loved it. And they're like, that's what we wanted to hear. You wanted to hear about a guy cannibalizing other people's knee ligaments?
But I guess for me, like, I laugh at that. I give my opinion. I think he's a archaic, antiquated, like 1940s, let's run the ball down everyone's throat. But now I watch football, and I'll make up my mind as I go.
Of
and
course.
I've got a Word document on him, and I'll add stuff to it as I see stuff.
Right. I mean, but, you know, Nick Sirianni was an idiot, right, because his press conference was bad. I mean, you're right. We totally do these things. We make the snap judgments and then try to fit everything through that lens. Part of it's human nature. Part of it is the 24/7 news cycle.
Do you agree or disagree with the idea that the coverage of him has just been like a pile-on session the entire time?
Not to the degree that you're saying. I smell what you're cooking, though. In other words, let me rephrase that. I think you're probably right on a binary. Has the coverage been fair or harsh? I'd say it's been harsh.
A first-year head coach coming yeah. from college to take over a long-time terrible program, minus a blip where they got the AFC Championship game, where he's got to like rebuild this terrible
yeah.
thing. And the coverage has been such that like you would think he's running the Packers into the ground.
Yeah, so if this was Cliff Kingsbury getting treated this way, I'd go, what the hell's the matter with everybody? Right? But there's a lot more water under the bridge with Urban Meyer, I would say.
And I guess we're saying the same thing, because yeah. my point is, I think people didn't like him the day he got hired.
Agreed.
And everything that's been written and said about him, by and large, is because of that.
Yeah.
Now, this week is a whole different thing. You should have been on the plane. What the hell were you doing in that bar? Why are you grinding with a 23-year-old on a bar stool? And, you know, what does your family think about this that you retired to go hang out with?
Yeah.
You know, those are some of my takeaways from that. But it's weird. Like, he's going to USC. I just know it. Why? He just signed a 5-year deal and he says he's not. I mean, maybe he'll quit and go do that and then you'll be right. But
yeah, Petrino said he wasn't. You know, Saban said he wasn't. So who knows?
So, but we're just allowed to just be loud and scream that he's going to then? I guess because one guy a few years ago did that, 10 years ago?
You're right about that.
I don't know. The whole thing's been weird. And it's all like, I do this, me and Nick were doing a show on BetQL Network, Nick Ashew. He's talking about body language. He's like, his body language just looks like he doesn't want to be there. They're 0-4. What the hell's he supposed to look like? Hey, guys, let's all go punt. Woohoo!
Yay!
They're terrible. Of course his body language is awful. It's just weird. But he put himself in a really bad spot. That was a pretty embarrassing video for him to come out as an adult who runs a program. All right, we're late. Got to get to our 5 at 5 next. And at 5:25 on GND, let's dive into this Washington football team offense. They're in the top 10 right now. Can they stay there? Heinicke, this performance, is it sustainable?
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.